80 Democrats want tackling climate change prioritized in resurrected spending bill. By Penny Starr on March 14, 2022. Despite the turmoil in Ukraine and Americans facing rising inflation, 80 Democrats sent a letter to President Joe Biden urging him to prioritize fighting so-called climate change as negotiations over a stalled social spending bill start up again. The letter said, in part, "When it comes to addressing the crisis of our rapidly warming planet, the February 28, 2022 report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change forcefully concluded that time is running out. Any further delay in concerted anticipatory global action on adaptation and mitigation, the world's scientists wrote, will miss a brief and rapidly closing window of opportunity to secure a livable and sustainable future for all. Leading the world in limiting global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius will require a monumental effort, and the climate components of Build Back Better are an indispensable foundation. Throughout 2021, we bore witness to the devastating impacts of the climate crisis, further illustrating why transformational action cannot wait. Inaction now will mean irreversible consequences for our future generations. Given the widespread agreement in the U.S. Senate for House-passed climate provisions, we have an opportunity to recommence negotiations with climate serving as a key starting point." House members Jamal Bowman, DNY, Nikema Williams, DGA, and Sean Casten, DEIL, led the letter campaign. The Washington Post reported on the Democrats' obsession with climate change and their reliance on the United Nations' controversial models predicting weather disasters. In a statement, Bowman said the need to pass ambitious climate policy was made clear by a recent UN Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change report, which found that humanity has a brief and rapidly closing window to avoid a hotter, deadlier future. As the latest IPCC report has reminded us, climate change will rapidly outpace our ability to adapt if we fail to shift away from oil and gas as soon as possible, Bowman said. Casten said in a statement that with a clean energy leader in the White House, science-affirming majorities in Congress, and a mandate from the American people to deliver on climate, we have a window for action and a moral obligation not to let it pass us by. The Post reported that signatories included all Democratic members of the Select Committee on the Climate Crisis, 15 Democrats on the Energy and Commerce Committee, 6 committee chairs, 24 members of the New Democrat Coalition, and 48 members of the Congressional Progressive Caucus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, and House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer, DMD, did not sign the letter. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.